The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
2018, the year music got politicized and polarized. Pop stars used their considerable clout on social media to endorse or shame politicians. Granted, stateside musicians scored a victory with the signing of the Music Modernization Act, which ensures songwriters receive royalties on works recorded before 1972. Producers now get royalties, and the licensing and royalties for streaming services has been streamlined. That was welcome news from the current administration, but many of the big dogs in the biz were less than thrilled with being included in the Donald's playlist choices for his insufferable and seemingly endless rallies. You'd think he'd know better than to ruffle the fringes on old Shaky's buckskin jacket, but one of the first anthems Trump absconded with was Keep On Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young. In a statement, Young expressed in no uncertain terms, Donald Trump was not authorized to use Rockin' in the Free World in his presidential candidacy announcement. At the time, 45 still had a full house of weasel lawyers who insisted the song was being used legally. Here's a list of 17 other superstars feeling the burn for being on Trump's Whip 'em Up and Let's Whirl Some Hits list. Rihanna sent a cease and desist letter when she found out her music was being played at his rallies. Not for much longer, she tweeted fans. Sir Elton John's Rocket Man got pinched by 45. Ironic, considering that was his nickname for Kim Jong-un. Elton wondered, why not ask Ted Nugent or one of those effing country stars? Touche. R.E.M.'s It's the End of the World, also an ironic choice for Donnie, was followed up with a cease and desist letter from the band. Adele is a huge Hillary fan, and some myth that her music was spun into those rallies. The Rolling Stones sent out two statements, calling on Trump to cease all use of their music, but he continued to use You Can't Always Get What You Want Anyway. Again, doesn't that song speak to Trump's own inadequacy? Guns N' Roses lashed out. Queen said permission was never granted to use We Are the Champions. Earth, Wind & Fire responded in kind. The OJs took issue with Trump for using For the Love of Money. Obviously, the orange one didn't read those lyrics. And the grossest misappropriation of a popular song has to be Pharrell Williams' Happy, which played at a Trump rally mere hours after the Pittsburgh synagogue mass shooting. Let's hope for music over madness in 2019. I'm Cal Coat, and this is a mix of the year's best culled from our monthly WorldBeat Top 30 charts at worldbeatcanada.com. Each track either topped or approached the top of the list of our very best. The year debuted the Disney feature Moana and an album of music from the movie inspired by Tukulau's Te Vaka. We liked Laka Laka in January on WorldBeat Canada.
Oh, holy, la, 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 la This is Opetaia Fawai from Te Vaka. You're moving to the beat of a better world. World Beat Canada Radio.
Pumps and hydraulic motors are the major sources of sound energy in the hydraulic system. This is the sound of a typical nine-cylinder pump operating at 1800 RPM.
In February, Choker released another album of twisted funk jazz from Mexico. That was from Imperfecto, and it's called Chicano. We also heard Te Vaka and Laka Laka from their greatest hits. In March, we met Gitkin, who traveled the backwaters around America, selling knockoff guitars out of the trunk of his car, and visited a lot of five-star motels. That was the name of his album, Five Star Motel. Here is El Millonero from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
We're counting down the tracks that topped our monthly top 30 from World Beat Canada each month. Gitkin and his Border Twang found a spot in March of 2018. We'll get to April in a moment. Fiesta Africana comes back to the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island Saturday, January 19th, 2019, featuring DJ Mark Fournier spinning the best in dance floor classics from Africa and the diaspora, featuring resident percussionist Euro Nkuzi from Benin. That happens at 10 p.m. and it's $10. And Ozo Matley make a triumphant return to Vancouver, this time to the Rickshaw Theater. That's on the last day in January, January 31st, with the Salsa Hall Collective. You've joined us for a very special ride on the global side as we take the Wayback Machine to April of 2018 when we met Cacao Mental, a spinoff of Italy's Fille di Madre Inota, powering the new revolution in the cumbia movement. Tingo Maria is yours next. On World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Coat.
Mira loca, pienso en desesperarte. Oye, Tico María.
Llega la culebra con su seda negra de una travesía a dar. Llega con sus penas, llega con sus venas a Tingo María a dar. En medio del verde queda atrapada, un líquido la va a arreglar. Esa selva viva que llora alegría la comienza a enamorar. María, 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 Tingo María.
Seca de selva.
María, 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 Tingo María.
Seca de selva.
La tienen sus raíces, lambiendo cicatrices, con magia la quiere llevar. Y ya en Castillo Chico una voz misteriosa a otro mundo la llevará. Y ya no sé si volverá, en qué dimensión estará. Encontró su felicidad, en qué dimensión estará.
Tingo. 2018, we had another chat with Patricia Vaughn from San Antonio, Texas, and her new album is Top of the Mountain. Now, speaking of tops of things, these songs were all either at the top of our monthly charts or just bubbling under, and that one was called Tidal Wave. You'll also find reviews of some of the albums that they came from at our site. It's worldbeatcanada.com, your one-stop shop for all things like interviews with the artists, and album reviews and charts, and of course our podcast broadcasts. It's a great time to look back as we prepare to look forward and greet another year. Underground System surfaced at the beginning of the summer in June with a great new album called What Are You on Soul Clap Records. Here is Go from World Beat Canada Radio.
γυρίσει να πει που το μετήσει. Να γυρίσει να πατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Να γυρίσει να πατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Πως του πάτσο να γυρίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Αλλάξει άλλο δώρο να του τάξει. Μου τροπάρει του να αλλάξει άλλο δώρο να του τάξει. Η βροχή να του το στάξει, το σιλί να του το λάξει. Η βροχή να του το στάξει, το σιλί να του το λάξει. Το τροπάρει του να αλλάξει άλλο δώρο να του τάξει. Στήσω να τα φύγω ούλα πίσω. Θέλει σαμάτα να στήσω να τα φύγω ούλα πίσω. Το ρουφιάνο να πατσίσω με σφιχτηθεί για να δίσω. Το ρουφιάνο να πατσίσω με σφιχτηθεί για να δίσω. Θέλει σαμάτα να στήσω να τα φύγω ούλα πίσω. Να φατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Να γυρίσει να φατσίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει. Δώσ' του γλώτσο να γυρίσει παραμύθι να κινήσει.
We finally got our hands on Angathon, or The Thorn, an album by Cyprus's Monsieur Domani, which was quietly racking up the awards all over Europe and other parts of the world. That was Kick and Slap. Before that, we heard Underground System and Go from What Are You? Who brought us the best in 2018? Stick around and find out. This is a very special year-ender from World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coote. We'll be right back.
the beat of the world on World Beat Canada.
Thousands. This program was called the World Beat Wake Up, and it was on a Vancouver radio station called 96.1 FM The World. And it was through our development initiatives to shine the spotlight on global music talent that we met a band called Los Mocosos from San Francisco's Mission District. And they became fast friends, and they came all the way up to Vancouver to play for nothing because they just loved that Latin funk rock that sprung up in the Mission District. Los Mocosos has morphed into the Hispanic All-Stars, bringing even more fans of this kind of music on board with their new album called Old School Revolution. We heard Party in the Mission. That rounded out the summer in 2018 in August. We also heard from Brazilian Girls, possibly one of my favorite albums of the year, which was Let's Make Love on one of my favorite record labels, 6 Degrees. That was Brazilian Girls and Bala Bala. Here is Francisco Robert and Randy Valentine, another great find, as part of a compilation called Mista Savona Presents Havana Meets Kingston on VP Records. From October 2018, it is Carnival on World Beat Canada.
Yeah.
there's a magic kind of randomness to when the really great records come out during the year. I remember in 2017, we started off with a bang, and I kind of got the feeling that 2019 is going to be that way too. But 2018, definitely, we saved some of the best for last. Wait for it, November and December 2018 in review as part of our countdown of the songs that topped our monthly charts at World Beat Canada is straight ahead. I'm Cal Cote.
So put that down.
From Haitian-American Malou Beauvoir and Rassemblement from Spirit Walker. December 2018 marked the end of a very, very long wait for us, a drought, if you will, from Afro-Celt Sound System. We'd been waiting for something new from them. They had some copyright issues to resolve. Those have been resolved. The new album is called Flight. We'll cap our list with A Thunderhead. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Once again, my thanks to our subscribing stations for helping to spread the word. Our last word goes to Pulitzer Prize journalist David Remnick, who said, "The world is a crazy, beautiful, ugly, complicated place, and it keeps moving on from crisis to strangeness to beauty to weirdness to tragedy. The caravan keeps moving on, and the job of the long-form writer or filmmaker or radio broadcaster is to stop, is to pause. And when the caravan goes away, that's when this stuff comes."
Oh!
Copyright Communications.